Arcangelo Langoya, a traditional chief of Katire Ayom Boma, says large military trucks frequently rumble down the Abara Owinkibu Road and have broken all of the road's bridges to the extent that smaller vehicles are unable to use the road. Langoya says his community gave the government free space to accommodate the soldiers undergoing military training, so the government should at least repair the road to handle the capacity of military trucks using it.
There are several military trucks that use this road, and when we say the road should be made, the soldiers say the road is for the government and for the security. If it is for the security, this road goes to them, to the barracks. What of the indigenous? How shall we survive? These big trucks spoil the road and the bridges. Now all the bridges are broken.
Miriam Aol, a resident of Katire Ayom, says the military trucks usually deliver food for the soldiers at the military training school. Aol says the trucks at times get stuck on the road, especially when it rains. She says they can remain there for days, making it difficult for farmers to transport their produce to markets in Juba.
Other people take their goods to Juba, but we women from Katire Ayom, we don't take our goods because vehicles do not come here. When you tell a driver that I am in Katire Ayom, he says, I cannot come. My vehicle will break down. When you farm and harvest, your foodstuff rots in the house. We can't find a way to take things like other women.
Moriko Agnes, a women rights activist in Katire Ayom, says the bad road also makes it difficult for residents to access health services.
There is no hospital, so when you are pregnant and in labor pain and need to deliver, there is no ambulance. There is no car that can come over because of the road. So if your husband does not struggle to push you with a wheelbarrow, you suffer and you die.
Simon Mijak, the National Minister for Roads and Bridges, says one lawmaker from Magui County once raised the concern of the Owinkibu Road. Mijak says the ministry had plans to repair the road, but things didn't go well after conflict broke out in 2013, and now the government is facing a shortage of funding for such projects.
The road you have just mentioned, Owinkibu, was in our plan in 2012-2013, but it was not implemented. We have discussed with the army because they have a number of trucks going there to the training center. Okay. So what I can say, we have plans, but we have issues of funding. The plan B was that we use the army equipment from engineering corps, and my engineers plus the local authority in terms of construction material.
Deputy SSPDF spokesperson Colonel Santo Domich says this is his first time he's hearing about the problem from the community, but says he will raise the issue with the appropriate authorities.
We will try to bring to the attention of the higher echelon of the military so that the engineering corps of the SSPDF may be directed at least to rehabilitate those roads so that it has a capacity able to withstand the movement and the influx of those heavy trucks.
Mijok says plans are in the works for Eastern Equatoria State to build a new road from Juba to Torit and to the Kenyan border from Nimule to Juba. For VOA News, I am Winnie Serino in Juba.